February 19th, 2013. USA. For some time, I believed that something spooky was going on. Nights in the backyard at my house. I came to this conclusion because no matter what time it was, when I looked out a window in my bathroom, I saw red lights looking back at me. It could be 7,
audio engine.
It could be 11, or whatever. And they were always there. As long as it was dark, they were always there. Say anything about this to my son and his friend. I didn't say anything about this to my wife and my kid. We share our home, and I didn't want to worry them about what it was I was seeing. But several weeks had gone by, and I knew that when I glanced out the bathroom window through the slats and the Venetian shades that cover the bathroom window, those lights would be there, and I didn't know why. I decided that it was time to tell them what I was seeing. I did, and they gave each other what I call the look. That's the look that tells me that they're thinking that my thinking was headed off in the wrong direction. And they both assured me that there was no light. There could be nothing quite a ways away from the house. And Nancy said that when the light came on, they would walk to where it was that I said I was seeing them. And they would try and figure out what it was. I can't remember why, but they didn't make it out there that night to look for the red lights. Maybe it was too cold to go looking for something, but I knew that they would not find where those red lights were that night. I saw them from my window. Then for some reason, I decided to adjust the blind so that I didn't have to look through the slats to see them. I looked out, and the lights had moved closer to my house. What was going on? All I could come up with was that little red aliens lived on our land. What were they doing? What did they want? But I took another look back, and I saw in the window down the stairs, a reflection of the cabinet and the sink and the bathroom, as well as the red lights. And that's when I started to think. I had a charger plugged in an outlet by the sink that I used to charge my cell phone. And the charger has a little red light on it. But it was not there, lined up in the window, in the bathroom, by the sink, that night when I looked out. I knew that part of the mystery was solved. The light on the charger by the window in the bathroom, it didn't line up at all. I knew there had to be a reflection. My mind is missing a link or more when it comes to figuring out puzzles such as this had turned into. How could a tiny little red light that was not directly across from the stairs, near the kitchen, by the wall, in the bathroom, light up and even run across the backyard? My answer to the question is this, that I don't know. I should have paid more attention when I sat through some science classes in school, or maybe math classes in school, or even Sunday school, I don't know. I decided to call what I see on my own, my personal little red aliens. No one can argue with me, because I'm the only one who has seen them. On February 11th, 2013,